This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your Spirit. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. Lord, we ask that you will give us again our daily bread. You give us bread. You will come to us. You will speak to us. You will bring things to us in the name of Jesus. You open our eyes. You will deliver us. You will turn us again. Lord, cause us to turn again in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the help of your Spirit. Thank you for the help of your ministering spirit that are here. Thank you for encounter again, that you will encounter our heart again in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be done according to how you want it. Speak to your people, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your anointing. Lord, thank you for utterance and access. Thank you for that doorway, that doorway. I give you praise, Father. I exalt you in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of us know we're in a season? I know some people say, what is season? What is season? Well, Ecclesiastes was very clear that there are times and there are seasons. Even your weather. You know, we are in rainy season now. At least, if you don't have sense of season, you know, rainy season has made you know. So, in the spirit and the agenda of God, it is calibrated in seasons. God's servant also said it is in cancer. So, you know, sometimes some ignorance we claim, because you know nature is supposed to speak to us. Any man that will look at nature and will not acknowledge that God, you just know that corruption has done a lot of work, you know, in such people. And before we talk about the Father's business, the habitation of God, firstly I had an excitement in my spirit, but I began to see that there was what God was mindful of doing and restoring amongst us. This old counsel of God, this season that we are in as a church, we're in a season where everybody, if you don't know that anything is happening, you need to wake up and pay attention. I was saying that the issue of the Lord bringing an awareness to us about our heritage of healing, you know, healing in our midst, that health should actually be bred. You understand? You know, our heritage as a believer is health. You know, health should be bred. One of the reasons why in crusade grounds you see so many diverse workings, because healings are supposed to advertise the Lord Jesus. And we saw how, I mean, that scripture we read, Matthew 9 and all. But you see, the Lord has been placing emphasis about us being mindful. You know, we got a reprimandation during what SM Flex, when some of us, we have been preaching that, oh, it's not about healing, it's not about miracle. It's about healing. It's part of it. Yes, when God works on a soul, is that not healing? So, you see, some of those things, you know, the Lord needs to cause us to repent. I feel that God is bringing shining light on it so that we can repent and get all that he has prepared for us. You know, apart from healing and miracles, that God is changing you, that God is raising you, it does not remove the fact that God wants you to dwell in health. You know, when we now started harvest, some people have said it's not about preaching. It's about preaching. Every one of us, irrespective of what you are doing, you have the work of an evangelist. Okay, it's not about preaching. You become, God wants to first make you. Yes, God wants to make you. But at the same time, God is also reaching out to us. Me, oh, all of this harvest, me, I've just been repenting. I've just been repenting. I've been repenting because I don't know how I became comfortable with people dying around me. And I will just say, I'm focused on becoming. And there is no response of my heart towards that. You know, some of us, we are all saying that it's not about preaching. We are not only saying it. We also look down on ministries that preach for people to be born again. You will see our brother in the chosen doing a town crying. You will look at them with disdain, with the cloth that, you see, Satan has done a terrible thing. So if you think that, yes, you are hearing. See, let me tell you, your litmus test is just your response of heart. Whether eternal life is close or near. We are saying that it's not about preaching. It's not about. See, what you have heard, you have enough to move anybody forward. You don't understand. And
You see, the reason why many of us are not doing well with our walk with God, you cannot articulate what you believe. We say, what is the hope of your belief? We cannot say it. And you must be able to say what happened to you. You, speak your own. What God's people burn again is the witness of what happened inside of you. You know, when they say witness, no, when you say, oh, yeah, they're saying evangelism, maybe I need to go and cram scriptures. That's not correct. Just might just be one breath of scripture that got you on that experience, and you should be able to share it with people. You know, some of us, if we meet some antagonists of the Christian faith, they will flaw us. And the answer antagonist is not about scripture that you know. That's the foolishness of preaching. It might just be one single sentence. Have you ever seen that some people, they will say it's just one sentence the person said that got them born again? It's just that breath. Some of us are not able to engage in discourse of your faith. And you know, interesting, one of our fathers in faith, he started a series, Preacher's Class. And it was about that. I had to send a message to him that, it was about that. You know, it was about that. I said, wow. And you know, the thoughts, previously, I think in our households, I don't know, it was earlier this year, that we've talked about the ability to be able to have discourse. Some of you cannot have discourse. Look at all the apostles. They could engage minds. They could engage minds. See Peter now. See that curriculum. Was it Stephen? Or was it Paul? Paul spoke at the point. Festus was afraid. So, you know, we need to be able to articulate your faith. Articulate when you know that there's more to just being born again. There's more. Be able to articulate it in your own words. And I was telling them, said, you don't allow this season go. And you start having that experience if you have not encountered it. When you are going, at least there's apprentice. If you know you have not, just choose to be an apprentice. Be okay, he's like, brother, you have utterance. I'm apprentice and just follow you. So what I have to say is, amen. I remember those times I did that. I said, at least you'll be the one that carried the tracks. So one person is talking. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. By the time they take you on apprentice, 1, 2, 3, the fourth one, you should be able to, you should do IT. Pastor said do IT. And then become, I'm telling you, and 2 by 2. Amen. Praise God. So I was saying that one of the things that the Lord is doing is restoring to us some of those things because of this season. There's a season that we are in. The season where God wants to reveal his old counsel. His old what? Counsel. And we are a people who are blessed to be able to hear the whole what? Counsel of God. They call it the whole duty of man. And you know, when I just saw the flyer, the habitation of God, wife of the Lamb, I was just like, hey, you know, those things have two intonations. Firstly, I'm so glad that Revelation did not just end about habitation. He also end about being the Lamb's wife. And it just looks like you are just there. But there's an expression of wifehood. And when you talk about wifey, you are talking about union, joining, cleaving. You are talking about, you know, bearing. You are talking about becoming. You are talking about adornment. So when God is saying he wants to make us his habitation, he wants to make us, there are things that God wants to fetch out of us. Praise the name of Jesus. So when Paul was saying that, I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. God's people, it is important that a people are blessed to hear the counsel of God. It is a blessed year that we hear the counsel of God. Amen. And like I said, you know, like it's very clear that the counsel of God is in seasons. It is in Ecclesiastes. It is in Daniel that God changes the times and the seasons. I hope you understand that. Even your life is in season. You know, some of us, the reason why we have not done progress is that we have not understand that you are in a season. You know, there's when they say, excuse me, also talks about economy. You're just saying that an economy has opened up on you and there's a grace. You know what? Why you don't joke with seasons? When God releases grace for a season, for an instance, if you don't do well with it, you see, seasons is not dependent on you. It's according to the volume of books. It's according even to the ecosystem that you belong to. If you don't do well with it, one of the things that happens is that you become stuck. One thing, sometimes when you take steps, the steps you should take, maybe one step. You can take 1,000 steps to get something done. My sisters, can I tell you something? The reason why some sisters are not married, they came into a place and a season where they were supposed to do well in friendship. But they were just shuku shuku banga. Boom. No brother will see shuku shuku banga. Boo. And then you wake up, you are 35. So when we are preaching faith, causing you to be whole in your singlehood, it's for you to thrive and come into all the measures of life and beauty that you should as a single person. Some delays are just a result of not discerning properly. Not discerning friendship properly. I have sisters that consistently a brother will be around them, and you know, everybody can discern that it looks like there's something here. And the sister is just my friend. She will just be in that season where she says, everybody is just my friend. My friend. I mean, then she will now start crying 7 years after. When you have used your husband, artificial friend. The same thing with brothers. I think brothers are even more in more folly. You know, so some brothers, I feel like shaking them like this, turning their head like this. So you see, the whole counsel of God is actually about the giving of life to man. When God talks about his habitation, when God talks about man becoming his wife, call it the father's business. It is what the Lord expects all of us to be mindful of. There is a business of the father. And I think it is clear that one business of the father is to give life. And it's not just to give life. It's to give it what? More abundantly. So before more abundantly, there's definitely abundance. So it's to give life, life abundant, and more abundantly. So when you see that there's a calibration of what God wants to do with you and I. And you see, let me tell you, and that's why the Christian faith is not boring. It is boring for those who do not have understanding. You know, it's lack of understanding that makes you think that the day that you have given your life to Christ, that is the whole counsel of God for you. How is that possible? God is so big. And it's just to get you born again. And then why is he keeping you here on earth? We should kukuma be born again and go to heaven. And you know, these things are tied to his plans for man and what he wants to do with man. Now, I want to say something. When it comes to the issue of the whole counsel of God and coming into the father's business, where the business is constituted, Gangan, is in the soul. Say soul. If you are in this church or a New Testament church, you must have good understanding that man is spirit. He has a what?
Soul.
And he lives a what?
Amen.
The world only relates with man with this. And you must know. And that's why man is not ordinary. Amen. Let me tell you, no matter what kind of species they discover on this earth, it can be more spectacular than man. Even angels saw man. They say, what is man? And you see, one aspect of man that the Lord exalted last week is the place of his soul. Say soul. Because people, there's a preciousness of your soul. You know, many of us, you don't see yourself as anything. You don't see yourself. You don't even see other people. Satan lost after the soul of man. Bible says, what does it profit a man? To what? And do what? See, when they are even talking about the preciousness of the soul, the whole world is not even enough. You know, the best of this whole world, what does it profit? And yet, they equate it to the soul of man. Soul is deep. Soul is dense. So what does it profit a man to gain and lose his soul? Bible says in Ezekiel, said, all souls are mine. So the owner of souls, Gangan, is God. No man, no spirit owns the soul. And you see, the journey of our journey of coming to counsel is a journey of the transactions that is happening in our soul. There's somewhere I'm beginning to have an understanding of where we ought to land this thought. Of how we must trade with our soul. At new birth, we have said it. What happened to us at new birth? Please, this new birth thing, you must be able to say it. Abi, that you were quickened. The only thing that can happen to a human spirit is to be quickened because it is dead. Full stop. Quicken. But the soul, he has to purchase soul. Because you see, soul, no, they die like that. Adam's soul did not die when they ate of the fruit of the garden. The day soul died, conclusion is done. If soul dies on this planet Earth, the destination of that soul is lake, oh, is not even hell. It's lake. Because soul is that interface that you can have any response at all. So there's a preciousness. There's a way the Lord wants us to exalt your soul. And you don't take your soul for granted. You must know that what bought the soul of a believer is the precious blood of a sinless man that was paid to purchase. So at new birth, our spirit is a man. Because it takes a man to be able to house the Holy Ghost. And that's why we say there's no baby Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will be able to accommodate. There's a stature of that quickened man. That stature is Christ that can accommodate the Holy Ghost. You see, when it comes to soul, the operation is duplicity. Oh, because you see, there is another man in that soul. They call it the old man. You see how this beautiful girl is. She has the old man. See that baby at the back? There's an oldness in her soul. Can you imagine it? So, if they open our eyes, if they look at our soul, there's a lot of oldness. Arugbo. You know how you will know there's an oldness? Have you seen children do some things and you wonder how? You yourself, as a parent, you're auditing. Did we do this? Where did you see this? You know, and to worsen, maybe the child has not even started going to school. You know, you can say, at school, Loti Pike. No, he has not gone to school. But he has just done some manifestation that looks like, this one, it is not a child. Agbalagba. Do you know the age of that soul? More than 6,000 years. Have you seen 100 plus men? You know, there's some people, the oldest man on earth. They say 6,000. That's 100 plus times how many zeros? There's an old man. So at new birth, there's another man that must come into the soul. Because I want us to understand when we are talking about cancer. There's another man that must be formed in the soul. So new birth, purchase the ground for them to begin to raise that man. Because you see what must happen to that old man for a believer. A lot of believers, they have new spirits. You can be a believer. You have Christ's spirit. And you have what? Old man in your soul. What is the tendency to happen to the body of such a person? Many times, you will give counsel to the aged. The aged will always rule the new man. But that is not all. Because I'm saying that you can be a believer and even the betting of what the seed or being a babe has not started with you. So, the another man they want to raise start from being what? A babe. So, you see that babe, they want to raise that babe to become a man. The whole counsel of God is the raising of stature of a new man in the soul. Because the token of being born again is the recreated man. The token, you know when they say something is a token. Our token at new birth is the recreated spirit. But you see, the one that needs to come, that new man must be imported into the soul. And importation, it is not just copy and paste. It is work. So when we are talking about the whole duty of man, the whole counsel of man, you know, because people, when they say the old man has things. The old man has a whole lot that made it whole. Well, he's not just old by age. He's old by acquisition. He's old by use. It's true. Has it happened to you that when you thought that you have overcome something, you find yourself flying yakata? It's called old man. Conversations of the old man. You know why we look to our Lord Jesus? Because you see, what happened to man was not just death. Man lost his way. Man continued in his way. My acquired way. So when I look at a brother, when you look at a sister, when you look at yourself, just know that inside of you, there's an operating manual operating inside of you. There's a manual that shows you the way you think. The manual that shows you how you are formed. The manual that shows what's made you. You know, I'm telling you, it is old man. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am what? The truth. I am what? You know, when you say I am is an absolute word. It is a definitive word. It is a definitive of what you are. So Jesus was going to talk and say, I am the way. So when you look at Jesus' way, you know why we need to look to Jesus? Timothy said, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Timothy also said, the mediator. It's because in him we can see the way. Because you see, man lost his way to God. My brothers, my sisters, let me tell you, the reason for you and I being on earth is a journey to recover way and faith towards God. We see when we say Satan is a wicked Satan. Satan is not a wicked Satan because of what he stole to man. Satan has also removed the way of recovery for man. They say, show us the ancient landmark. Say, Satan covered the ancient landmark. Man journeyed away from God. Hey, and man is still journeying away from God. If we, you and I look at the air today, it just looks like man never had anything to do with God. He's very too far. As if there was nothing in resemblance. So things happen to men fundamentally. Man did not just die. Man lost his way. Man journeyed on his way to destruction. You know what is sad about that destruction? Man thinks he knows. Have you ever met somebody that you want to preach and say, I'm a Muslim and that's it. I'm an atheist and that's it. I know when he said that, he says it in a way that even yourself, you step back. But he says it as if he knows. It's a work of the adversary. But you know that he doesn't know what he's saying. Jesus was saying, forgive them, for they don't know. Even when they were nailing him, Jesus said, they don't know. Even when they were judging him, Jesus said, they don't know. Even when they examined him with laws, Jesus said, they don't know. So you know that knowledge is one thing that Satan took away from man. Because you see, when there is no knowledge, you cannot know way. So when we are saying darkness, darkness is lack of knowledge. Satan did not just kill man. Satan huffed the light of man. He said, I'll just huff you now. Open up, man. So man is darkness. He doesn't just have darkness. So man is, just like Jesus said, I am. They say man is. So do you understand the reason why you think the way you think? Why are you selfish? No, it's a natural and default way. You know, Yoruba proverb says, if you give a madman a hoe, a man who is not in his mental right senses, he will take the hoe, the stuff to himself. He will not do it the side way. So there's a nature. See, darkness and ways formed nature in men. So as a default, he comes. Excuse me, man is self-oriented. One of the ways Satan peddled, and that way started with him. Because he started, he said, I will raise up and I will be like God. Self. And that's why you see, when you are talking about the end of the whole counsel of God, men must arise that will love not their life unto death. My sisters and brothers, you and I are selfish. Full of self. If you do another, why do you want to marry? Why do you want an increase? Why do you want a bigger house? Why do you want your business to do well? Why do you want to bring brethren to live in your house? Why do you want to have children? I don't want to say that I'm a barren woman. Are you seeing that what darkness has done and way has done? When you're talking about the father's business, excuse me, no man is born to do the father's business. Man is born to do their business under the one who is giving them that business, Mr. Satan. You and I are not born to do father's business. When we are born again, we don't begin to do father's business. You can't do what you don't know. You don't begin to do because their inherent default nature. How we relate even as husband and wife. It's not selfishness. You see, we live in a world that propagates selfishness. I'm telling you, including me, that is talking. When you look at matters and you judge matters, the only judgment you can see is how it will not hinder you. I don't want to Allah. It's how you can quickly do your own thing. Are you seeing ways? You want to do business. One of the things you start looking at is your profit. Even Epistles is clear. He said, go and work so that you may have to give. How many of us are working to have to give? How many are working so that you can have to give for anyone that asks of you? Are you not working to have a better life? Are we saying it is not correct to have a better life? But what is the underlining and propelling factor? It's in ways. You know, one of the things that when we say the old duty of man, the cancer of man, you and I, we cannot do it like that. There are ways that are inherent with us. There are things we do as a default. I kid you not, my brothers. There are things that comes as a default to us in the various estate of life. It just comes. I'm telling you, as little as when things go wrong, the first thing you do is to take your own thing. God forbid, if we are to have a pandemic in church, I'm telling you, a lot of parents will first go and look for their children. And there might be other children right in front of them. When Bible says, let no man look unto the things of another. We will continue to talk about the old duty of man until we understand that there's a fundamental human problem. See, this morning, Before church, in all sincerity, how many of us prayed for those children that were kidnapped? Very few. Some of us read it and we scrolled past. Because it's not our children. It didn't happen in Lagos. Maybe if it happened in Lagos, you know, when you know the area, they say, ah, Sharia, I know that school. You know, it's a way. It will ginger you. Because it looks what? Far. And the kidnappers, and so, therefore, and you say we want to do the whole duty of man. How? And you're trying to say, you see, those things shows what is what? Transparent. What about when we hear matters of brethren? How do you respond? You know, the Lord was cautioning me and showing me judgment. He was using that woman that was caught in the act of adultery. He said, one of the issues I have with in this company is that they judge. They judge themselves too much. They don't judge situations. They judge persons. I always tell my house people that when situation happen, you know, maybe, you know, house, in every family you fight now. Many times you hear things like, that's how she normally does. You know, even you might not say it, you respond to that person as she normally does. He said, you judge yourself. So he said, I judge no man. What judgment he brings out is situation. Our husbands does things to us. As a wife, you have judged him. As a husband, you have judged your wife. You know, people do things. You know, we have judged persons. They say you should judge. Paul was saying, judge the act. Judge the act, not the brother. Even when that brother is being handed, it is for salvation. He said, we have sword. You use your sword on yourself many times. Say, brother, I did this. And there are some people that peddle the juice. Say, ah, oh, bongo, see, brother, ishi. Ah, and they say he's a brethren. God will shall help us, shall. You end up with God, we shall help us, shall. You see, one of the things the Lord began to deal with me that when things happen, I don't have any opinion. I don't get what. My opinion is just this matter. Not you. Opinion. You know, there's a way you can have an opinion. They've discussed matters. Something happened in the office and they bring it to your table. You too, you had your own. Imagine somebody refusing to put the hammer, one hammer, and say, no, me, I will not do this. So. But you see, those things are ways in man. Man is self-conceited. Man has a way of wanting to pull others down and being raised up. Every man wants preeminence. Every man wants importance. You want to be relevant? Those are ways that we not allow the whole counsel of the Lord to be done. Those are ways. And the Lord was saying that, you see, one of the things that I must rid this company of is judgment. Judging others. Judging your brethren. He said, look at your Lord Jesus. He said, every matter, he always exalted. He always looked for a way of saving, not to bring down. Not to bring down. You know that salvation. Salvation. Say salvation. May we supply the resource of salvation for our brethren. Even in every aspect and estate of life. That is just one of the things I want to say. There's a lot. Because when it comes to the issue of ways, God's servants labored last week. And that thing, I'm telling you, me, I've been repenting. You see, repentance. I want to talk about repentance. You see, when we talk about one way to heal us from our way is repentance. When there's labor and light is exalted, right? A judgment is raised. For instance, charity is a way. How many of us know that charity is a way? Do you know charity is a way? Charity is a way. Let me tell you, one way of charity that we detonate selfishness and judgment is being kind with long suffering. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Kindness is not stand alone. He suffereth long and is what? And is kind. Long suffering is one antidote to judgment. The antidote that makes you conclude people, is because you don't have long suffering. Now, repentance. Say repentance.
Repentance.
My brothers and sisters, repentance was not preached to us at New Birth. They preach it to us when we begin to hear. What is repentance? What is repentance? To do what? Repentance is not only to turn. It's to turn and embrace. Let me tell you, the most of repentance many of us do in church is, you are selfish. That is the only repentance many of us do. That's the only repentance. You are not letting me away. Hey! The only repentance many of us do is what? Hey! That's not repentance. Oh. That one is exclamation of mark. That will not get the job done. You see, the issue of turning to God. Say, turning, faith towards God. Give me that faith. That faith towards God. He said, this one, see scriptures, when he was talking about to the Jews, he said, repent and ye being what? Converted. If you are talking repentance, there has to be conversion. If you are talking repentance, there has to be embracing. You say to turn, say to turn. You can't just hear and say, ha, what's grace? And that's why when you are ministered to, the grace that comes is an ability for you to hear and immediately begin to do what? Turn. There was something the Lord said, and you know what? I was so amazed when the Lord also emphasized it. He said there are two spirits in this day of the counsel of God that must not be far from. He said the spirit of repentance and the spirit of obedience. Repentance goes with obedience. You cannot repent and you are not obeying something. Godly repentance is not that your heart smotes you. No, when your heart smotes you, the proof that you have turned is that you are obeying. The proof that you have turned that you are taking steps. The fruit, that's why you can't say you hear something. The fruit that you are turning is your ability to begin to bring yourself to accountability. When you know that this thing is higher than I. Do you know why many of us, you have been hearing God is doing something? And let me tell you, you have not graduated from me because you have not turned. Faith towards God. See, we are talking about harvest now. The curriculum of repentance is a curriculum that in the old counsel of God, we are going to encounter. At new birth, it starts with repentance from what? Dead works. At new birth, repentance from what? You know the meaning of dead works? Dead works is when you are doing things dead people are doing. Sure, you know at new birth, you say you are alive. So when you are alive, you are not expected to do the works of dead men. That's repentance from dead works. So one work of dead work is stealing. So why should we be in this congregation and people are afraid to cleave their back down? And you say you are born again. That's a dead work. Stealing. Lying. Some of us still lie. This is just repentance from what? It's not even unseen ways or invisible ways. It's still works that you can see. Lying. Where are you? I am on my way. You have a need. You cook up story. It's lies. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Those are dead works, dead things, dead people do. A born-again Christian should not be found in it. It's my boyfriend. You know, that's why people say, I always say it. You can't be born again and see your boyfriend, Kolobi, Kolobi. You are still operating dead works. You claim to be alive. So have you seen a live person playing with dead bodies? That's what you are doing. Eating with dead bodies. Stooling with dead bodies. Living with dead body. You say you are born again. Your boyfriend is not born again. You are living with a dead man. Vampire.
See, he's not a, he doesn't really come to your church. He's a kidika. Can I kidika?
The way to answer that question is, if you go to mortuary, I see a dead person. And they say, this person, no, will you marry? And you see all the gold on the person. Will you marry? A dead man is a dead man. What does the living have to do with the dead? If you have problem with lying, say lying, you rock, lying. Your repentance is not yet towards God. Your repentance is still from dead works. Yes. It's not yet towards God. It's for you to even leave the dead sins so that you can begin to repent towards God. Gonga. Let me tell you, some of you claim to be in light and you still operate in dead works. You are toasting sisters. Grooming sisters for yourself. Those are particles of dead works. You are not yet repenting towards God. The operating manual you see operate, you are toasting, how will I call it, codedly. Because you want the sister to be aware of you. You are going to go and meet her. You are there offering help. Do you care for water? Do you care? You know, no, in this house, you know the process of being in relationship. You know the process. Me, I always appreciate our daughters that when any brother is doing round around them, they run around the brother. You know, and if you have anybody, maybe you should write their name, what they are doing, and put in the offering basket. If you cannot come and say yes, if you have anybody, report. Yes. If you cannot come and talk to yourself, pastor, or your report. Be the whistleblower. But I'm saying that repentance from dead works is like only the fundamental, because there's still a repentance of ways towards God. So you see, when you are still caught in that, my brothers and sisters, that you still have those works does not mean you are not born again. It just shows that you have a problem. Why are we teaching you? You must know that if you claim that you are belong to the household of faith, that thing you are doing is still from, you are still getting it from mortuary, from cemetery. And you are importing it into the household that is living. So you need help. You don't shy away from it. So when you read Galatians 5:19, the works of the flesh are now what? Manifested works. Adultery. Married people, you should not be found in this. Because you say fornication should not even be named among what? Among what? That be comments, even among Gentiles. So fornication, Paul addressed it among Gentiles. Jews, through law, have kept purity. Jews, through law, have kept purity. And that's why you will see that the letters of, you know, purity is addressed to the Gentilic churches. You say fornication. So, you know, you are here, you see, have issues with sex. Those are dead works of dead things. You ought not to be found there. Uncleanness. He said, now the practices of sinful nature. So practice, say practice. So these are practices, okay? Evident, they are sexual what? Immorality, impurity. When they say sensuality, see what how they describe sensuality. Total what? Irresponsibility. Lack of self-control. Idolatry. Sorcery. Hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger. You know, we shouldn't have people who are, I just like that, I'm just angry. And you, your anger is like, Shango, that when you're angry like this, hey, everybody, scatter road. Some people are angry that their eyes is shining like, that's when you know that man can become a beast. A man can become a lamb too. You say disputes, dissensions, factions that promote heresy, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, all that things. That's why we don't riot. All that things are like, so I'm trying to say that there's a repentance that, or from dead works of doing dead things, but there's a repentance towards God. And that has to do with ways. You know, these ones are things you can see, right? And one of the things that drinking milk should rid you of, when you drink milk, good milk, faith in the Lord Jesus, love towards the saints. You know, when you hold the word for walking, for those things to be rid of you, when you come under accountability, you see that love towards saints is you integrating into the saints. Let me tell you, sainting with the saints addresses some of the works of the flesh. Saint smell. There's a smell saints have. Addresses what? Works. You see that togetherness. Say where two or three are what? Gathered. Works of the flesh, many times, they thrive in darkness. They thrive when you want to be alone. When you want to do solo. You want to go under your duvet. You want to be in the room when every other person is in the sitting room. You want to do, you see those things. But same thing and togetherness addresses some works of, I'm telling you. Then, the issue of faith in the Lord Jesus. But you see, the repentance towards God is the beginning of us coming into the whole council and doing the business of the Father. Because they want to rid us of ways. One thing that Satan has tampered with everyone, including myself, is our bowels of compassion. Many times, some people's one is on negative. You know, when they say bowels, bowels look like a storage. Some people don't have any storage of compassion. Do you know the reason why unbelievers pass us? Nothing moves us. Our bowels of compassion, they have punctured it. The reason why we hear news of things happening, you know, there's no response. Our bowels of compassion has been what? Tampered with. And you know, I just began to see that one of the things repentance does to you and I, sir, is that we become more tender. You become more compassionate. A person that is quick to repent and turn every time is a person that will be compassionate. You know why? Because you have a feeling of infirmity that I was once here and I'm being helped. Do you know why you must not stay? Do you know why you and I are like this, that they will come to church, they will shout, they will hear, yet you have not been able to come into faith. You have not been able to, you've been shouting charity. But you will read that 1 Corinthians 13. It looks like a futuristic thing that when you grow up, you'll be like, you see, I say we should stop saying that. When I grow up, I'll be like you. Because you are postponing your salvation. Today is a day of salvation. So it means that your repentance, you must hold it. That these things needs to begin to manifest when I grow up. That thing is a slothful thinking. Satan has his own business. One business he has done to man is that man doesn't have compassion. Man has become slothful. The reason why you are not changing, the reason why you are not doing well with the usual of faith is seeing righteousness. The reason why, you know, we will shout, you will still go and do the same thing is because you are not repenting. You are not turning. The reason why compassion, you know, that we hear this, and I mean, I begin to cry. When did I become comfortable? Because I remember Sister Dupe. That, when did I become so, you know, I say talk, but there's a way my heart is not burning again. There's a way I'm not responding again. Why we need to be careful? Because let me tell you, one area that is tied to our compassion, that is tied to things, is our conscience. You see, lack of compassion shows that something has happened to our conscience. Slothfulness is a revelation that something has happened to your conscience. When you can't respond in personal devotion, your conscience, my brother and sister, in counting share, conscience is the seat of judgment. One of the things that gives conscience life is understanding. You know why you must not joke with sin? Let me tell you, the scripture said, the soul that sinners shall do what? Anytime you engage in works, you are dying. Anybody that has done any works, maybe you are into addiction, you are into sexual immorality. The more you do it, the more you don't feel remorse. It's to tell you that death is at work. The first time you fall into something, you are quick to repent. And that's why you cannot say the way I'm doing, you must repent, you must confess it. Because let me tell you, confession is shaming the thing. You begin to shame that this is not, and you must tell yourself, this is not me. Forget books that tell you that pornography and masturbation is all right. Some people say, so you're teaching us not to have, to fornicate, but can we use vibrators? Can we use sex toys as a single brother and sister? The world will say it's okay. The world calls it celibacy. We don't teach celibacy in church. What do we teach? Purity. Celibacy is the act. Purity is the laws that govern the act. You say, I've been a virgin. No, virginity is supposed to spring from purity. So conscience has been tampered with. You know what we say, don't lie. Why? You know why you should not keep it, it's okay, nobody knows, it's just loose talk. Or jesting, say jesting. Some of us have jested away our conscience. That you have jested away that even when they are telling you, see, when they are telling you something that very, very weighty, you have used jests. Your conscience does not know how to hold to weightier matter. You are so light. Why should you and I be careful? Why should you be careful of some friends? You know, some people don't know how to audit your friends. There's some people you should be able to. No, this one, you are not my friend. You are just my acquaintance. It's because of business. You cannot move close because you are an influence. I remember somebody like that then as a teenager. The Lord told me that if you continue with this girl, you will fall into fornication. If you continue with this girl, listen to her, you will fall into fornication. Immediately, I turned my about turn. And when you do about turn, I don't have an explanation. Even your wives, I don't have answer. All I know is I'm running from my life. Because the conversation and instruction of flee fornication. They didn't say I should look back and explain. They say flee. Many of us are fleeing. We are explaining. You want to flee and want to look good. I was explaining to some people. I said when Jesus said cut off. Cut off means flee. Cut off means turn and repent. It means turn. Okay, I was telling some people. I said some people, if your problem is a lot of impurity, some might be in thought and all. One of the way that you cut off is that you change your phone to Palasa. Talasa means what can just receive hello. That is cutting off. That is cutting off. And let me tell you, if you and I are serious about the counsel of God, you will take your life in your hand. If you realize that judgment is correct, that reward is true, you will take your life in your hands and begin to respond. That's why, sorry, I don't always have many people because me, I tell myself the truth. So I will ask you, do you want truth or you just want, it's okay, brother. You know, the world wants people that pet them and say it's okay to do it correct. I'm not judging you. What you are doing is not okay. It is not the curriculum of salvation. It's not the curriculum of coming to God. So we need to tell ourselves this truth. And to all my brothers and sisters, that your brethren, you know, are walking disorderly. And you wink at it. You are sharing in their reward. Because sometimes I marvel at brotherhood. Brotherhood these days, to some people, looks like we listen, we don't judge. We are not judging you, but that situation is not correct in line with counsel. It's not correct in line with the formation of God, what is making us. You see your brother doing things around you, you hear, and you keep quiet. And you are okay with it. You are dead, though. In fact, you might be thinking that, that person, God will visit him. You yourself are the one that need the major visitation. So, my brothers and sisters, God wants us to have a heart that is quick to repent, quick to obey. You see, in all the measure of the counsel of God, that spirit of repentance and obedience, it must be found with us. We hear, we don't just shout, yay. When you get home, the lights that you have received, you pray with it and God help me. I don't know whether you have been praying that your heart is not beating for harvest and yet you still feel okay. You still feel that what is okay. Don't you think it's a good measure for you to declare fasting and prayer for yourself? To say that, why am I feeling like this? Why am I at ease? Why is my conscience like this? What is making that conscience have a form of peace when there's no peace? It's a good measure to cry. To cry that, Lord, you need to visit me. Oh, because this thing, the way I'm feeling is not a correct way. This is not how I ought to be. May all what we hear not stand in judgment for us, against us. One of the things that as a company of people that are journeying to becoming the Lord's wife, the bride's wife and habitation of God, is that we must keep repenting and turning towards God. Say repenting. Say repenting. Repenting. The Greek word of repenting, metanoia, which means to change of heart or change in your thinking. Say thinking. The issue of ways originated from thinking and thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is what? And you see, when you talk about ways is not primarily what you do. What you think is a result of what you do. That's why Jesus was saying that when a man in his heart looks lustfully upon a woman, is as if he has committed what? Even when he has not done the act. What our Lord saw in Genesis 6, he said their ways were continually what? Evil. You will now know that we can be born again. Yeah, we are wicked towards God. You know, wicked is an intentional act. Let the wicked forsake his ways. And the unrighteous what? His thoughts. So, the major issue is in our what? Our ways and our thoughts. Many times, the first place we need to kill before even addressing acts is the thoughts. There's no works of the flesh. You started it by acts. It all started with a thought. Right? So, when people say, I don't know, I fell into fornication. No. It is sexual and impurity are premeditated, except you are raped. But the one that you carried your leg somewhere, you removed your shoe, removed your clothes, lay down on the bed, you know, you can know that it was a process of thoughts that led you there. And one of the things that happens when we come and we are preached to is that a grace is supplied to us so that we can see light. Say light. You know, standards are raised to us. Not only standard, grace is administered to us so that we can do well for to turn. To say this thing, Lord, I don't want to do this again. This thing that you are showing me, I want to turn. I want to not just turn. I want to do what? Embrace. You know, when they talk about flee fornication and follow with them. That's the next sentence. So you flee. You don't just flee. You start following. He said, follow with them. Follow with them. So you are fleeing and you are following. So repenting is not just, you know, feeling bad. It's turning and also begin to embrace and do the act of the commandment, obedience. Now, let me tell you, you see this obedience, they say many of us, we wait for spontaneous deliverance. You assume that suddenly one day, selfishness will just leave me like that. The selfishness you have practiced beyond your own natural age, that selfishness is more than 6,000 years. So you think that by, so somebody, one day you are just, they'll just preach and they'll do, they don't deliver from selfishness. It is a way. You are taught and raised standard of charity. And when you see it, you embrace it. And you know that this is the way to life, towards God. You turn and embrace. Then you begin to take steps. The steps, when you start taking it, you don't feel it. When you start doing righteousness, you don't feel righteous. You just begin to take it. And to take it, knowing that there's life in your action. Then you begin to come into not just liberty. You know, because it's not only liberty they want to give us. They want to cause us to a place where we overcome. Fully. So I'm saying that if, for instance, you are selfish, you like your own way. One way is like, oh yeah, that thing, that your money, start sharing it. You know, start doing this. Then you begin to do it. Initially, it is not pleasant. Righteousness is not pleasant to practitioners of righteousness. Because until they are reading of things that are unrighteous, it is still very foreign to them. You see, you know, they are importing the new man into our soul. The process of importation. Please go and ask people that do business. Importation process, does it not take a process? There's the documentation, there's the filing, there's the movement on the sea. Then when it gets even to the port, there's clearance. Then you receive the goods. When you are importing something, there's a process. I'm just trying to say that, please, for those of us that you think that you are going to spontaneously wake up and come into eternal life, you lie. Wake up. The whole counsel of God, you know when they say counsel? Counsel means you have to take the counsel. They can give you counsel, but if you don't take the counsel, you are not coming into nada. You are not going to do the Father's business. Jesus stayed back. And I was asking the teenagers, I said, who was feeding Jesus at 12? How did he bathe? You know, there was a process he was subjected to. The counsel of God involves subjection. That's what I want to say. It involves what? Subjection. If you are a wife that you run your mouth too much, before they say this, you have said 10. One way of subjection is that, okay, even when he's doing you, even when you run your mouth, I'm sorry. You know, one way as couples we must do, we must learn to be accountable to one another. My brother, my husband, I have a problem. You know now, at least you are the recipient of my problem. But you see this charity of keep, I want to help me. Just help me. And then they can give you the cue that, my wife, calm down. Yes. That's helper. That's the real help. So I'm saying that we are not going to stumble into the counsel of God. In meetings, when they raise a standard, if you are struggling with things, they raise it, you listen to it, you look at it, you pray about it, then you wait on the Spirit to give you, you know, that's the real leading and dealing. So that they can initiate you to dealing. And then you begin to take the steps. When you start taking the step, it's not easy. I just want to let you know. Because what they want to take from you is what is older than you. You call it the old man. Old man, not the goal like that. He they fight. To put off the old man. When anybody say, put off the old man, they fight. And he has weapons. He had weapons that you don't know. But where deliverance is that you also have a person, our Lord Jesus. A person who went through all the feelings of our infirmity. And was able to. So Jesus knows all the ruku-ruku that Satan can bring. He can help you and raise standard. And show you the way. And you know one way will show. He can, you know why Jesus, and that's why sometimes you will marvel at the saving grace of Jesus. Jesus will just open a way around you. He can just open an economy, give you a boss, give you a leader, give you somebody that will sit on you. You won't know that what they are dealing with is one way they are trying to take from you. That's why the salvation process always looks like, I'm telling you, the day we will come in his likeness, it will look like child's play to the adversary. To the adversary. Because in the manifold expression and workings of God, we will find salvation. We will find salvation. You know, salvation, he will just come, put you under somebody, And the person will just sit on your case. You won't know that what they are dealing with is actually one way like that. That's why, my brothers and sisters, don't be quick. Don't be quick to excuse yourself from situations that looks like somebody is on your case. Is it on your case? Can we just know that most time when they are in your case, it is for deliverance. Don't be quick. You know, some people say, you're just angry. You just want to get out. You know, you get out because they've just shined a spotlight on you. Don't be quick to remove yourself. Remove yourself from household. Remove yourself from church. Remove yourself from, I am not doing it again. Some of us, a little pressure at work, you have resigned. We are not aligned. I don't think we share the same, you know, vision. You say it's a toxic environment. You know, you bring all manners and you are quick to just, I beg, you know, and then you come and you explain. Let me tell you, you see, since you were enlisted in this old counsel of God, they will reprogram it again. The reason why some of us, you go, the journey of 2 years, you turn it to 20 years just because they want to address something. It's because you are not discerning your season. I'm telling you. So you can't be quick to quit. Say quit. Quick to quit on yourself. Wait, well, this thing is not working. Why is it not working? Sometimes some of us, business that we are doing, they want you to learn forbearance, to stay. Some people, they've had business idea. They can have 20 business ideas. They cannot stay with one and see to it that it grows. Once they just say like this guy, Onta is selling. They have enlisted. When they now say that it's not working, you say, this thing, I don't think I waited on God enough. Everything about us is to be in the hand of God to work out salvation and his own counsel for us. Have we been blessed, God's people? Can we just be on our feet and just respond to God? We will begin to respond to repentances. That repentance will not be foreign to us. You know, that our hearts will be quick. You know, when things are shown to us, we will respond to it, to finish it, and to become it in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akin Osinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.